Hey, where's your costume? Come on, it's Halloween. You gotta wear a costume. It's the one day of the year that adults can get away with it without getting weird looks. Oh, you've noticed, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a ghost barista. I died trying to perfect the best coffee roast, and now I haunt the... Shut up, Erica. I worked really hard on this backstory. What? You're laughing too. Oh, No, no coffee for you. You made fun of me. Well, you should have thought about that before you made fun of me. Erica is a really bad influence. Oh, don't you dare. You're not going to Starbucks. No, you're not. All right, you win. Sit down. I'll get your pumpkin latte, you big jerk. Well, unfortunately, by law, I cannot force my employees to embrace the Halloween spirit. Case in point, Debbie Downer Erica, who thinks she's too cool to dress up. I wanted her to dress up as a witch, but no, she just had to come back in a uniform and... Ow! Did you just throw that at me? You know I could fire you for that. And you're laughing? Why am I always the one getting ganged up on in my own cafe? I am not pouting. God, you two are the worst. Okay, here. Pumpkin latte. Yeah, I did the foam art. What do you think it is? Yeah, actually, no. I was going for a rose, but I guess a circle is pretty close. I'll need to practice some more. So, got any fun plans for tonight? No? Not one party? I'll be swinging by a friend's tonight. They always do this spooky movie night and potluck on Halloween. I've been going there for the past 5 years. No, actually, I hate scary movies. But this is one of those kind of things where it's important about, you know, it's important to focus on the people, not so much about, you know, why we're there. Does that make sense? It really, look, it's more an excuse for us to, you know, get dressed up and get together. You know, you're welcome to come if you want, but only if you want to. I'm sure my friends would welcome you with open arms. Hang on for a sec. Erica, would you mind just checking on the pastries in the kitchen? Thanks. Hey, it's your first Halloween here, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know much about your family, but from the few things you've told me, you don't seem close with them. And look, I get Halloween isn't really a holiday per se, but for us it kind of signals the start of the holidays. So pretty soon it's Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And I've seen how down you've been lately. Yeah, look, you laugh at my jokes, but there's no real sparkle in your eyes. You're just going through the motions. And that's common, you know, around this time of year. I mean, I'd be lying if I said there weren't days this time of year where I just woke up and felt like a failure for even choosing the cafe over my family. But those feelings will pass. I mean it. I know it doesn't seem like it, but they will. No, you don't need to apologize. You're human, and humans cry. I'm just glad you're letting it out. Come here. Come here. Shh. It's okay. You're safe. It's just you and me here. Better? No, there's no need, really. I'm glad you're feeling better. Sometimes it helps just having a shoulder to cry on. And look, my offer still stands. If you want to come tonight, you're more than welcome. Okay, sure, think about it. And, hey, I wanted to tell you that I hope you have a happy Halloween. Stop by later for a refill, okay? You saw all that, Erica. Yeah, I chickened out. Or maybe it was a blessing in disguise. Why mess up what we have right now, right? Yeah. You too, Erica. Happy Halloween.